taking a moment and finding the places in your body that are in touch with the earth. And as an act of kindness, just seeing if you can let the earth hold you without holding yourself up. Feeling your feet on the earth, noticing the gravity via pressure or the weight of your bottom and legs, your back. Just letting yourself feel the gravity and letting the earth hold you. We spend so much time trying to hold ourselves up, and we don't really need to. We just need to trust that we are held. So perhaps with each out-breath is a little letting go, maybe 1 or 2% more, just letting your weight down, letting your shoulders melt, letting your muscles melt. Even if it's just a tiny little bit or a whole lot, just seeing what happens if you can let gravity meet you. Let gravity meet your body. And then taking a moment to remember a time. It might be in nature, perhaps on a trip, with friends, with a loved one, with a child, perhaps with a pet, but just seeing if you can bring to mind a time where you felt connected, a sense of connection, either with nature or with another being, human or animal. And letting yourself indulge that memory for a moment or two. Where were you? What were you doing? If you were alone, perhaps with nature or with a pet, whatever it was, just really remembering perhaps the quality of the air, sounds, smells. Perhaps if it was another being, the look in that being's eyes, or if it was just being out in nature somewhere, that felt sense of groundedness and connection with perhaps a tree or the sky or the earth or a whole place, whatever it was for you. And then letting the story go and just bringing your awareness to the felt sense in your body right now. of that connection. It might be in your heart center or your belly or your whole body. It might be big, it might be little. Whatever it is, doesn't matter how big it is. Just touching into it and allowing yourself to really be with it, to experience it. Perhaps it feels like warmth or a sense of ease in the body or mind. Or maybe it feels expansive and spacious. Or perhaps it feels like there's just this beautiful, quiet little corner where you feel connected. And then now moving to a remembrance of someone for whom you feel compassion. Perhaps a friend, an animal, something that is not something that brings you a lot of anger, but simply compassion for someone else or for the circumstances surrounding an event. Might even be somebody in this room. Whatever you arrive at is really, again, dropping into the story of it. And allowing yourself to feel what that compassion feels like within you. Noticing the qualities of that compassion. And if you can, dipping into that compassion and offering it to yourself, you might imagine that you can dip into it as with a ladle and just gently pour it in through the top of your body, so that it's like a warm summer rain soaking into a parched earth, so that your whole body receives it with gratitude, satiating its hunger for this recognition and this compassion. Letting it sink into all the tissues of your body, not just the skin, but deep within. And just noticing if there's resistance for you. And if you bump into resistance, you can pause and bring compassion, a befriending quality of attitude to the resistance. Just being kind. The words might be, yes, you can be here. I see that you're here And then noticing the qualities of resistance, how you feel it in your body. Perhaps it's a tightening of the shoulders or the belly or the throat. Perhaps it's your mind just dissociates and leaves the room. Whatever it is, it's just acknowledging it. Acknowledging and befriending the resistance. We start where we are, not where we want to be. So whatever's here right now, if it's full compassion, being able to offer that to yourself, then that's what it is. And if there's resistance or a place in your body where it kind of tightens up or stops, just rest there and befriend it. It's a yes. Yes, I see you. And I'm here too. And you just turn your kind, compassionate awareness towards that resistance. And you say, yes, of course. And you investigate. Where is it? What are the qualities of sensation associated with it? Perhaps there's something underneath it. Just exploring. And if the compassion is allowed to keep moving through, just letting it sink into the skin, the bones, blood vessels, organs, joints, all the way into the cells. Just letting it slowly seep in. Knowing that if that's happening, it is. And if you're at resistance, it just is. And we're kind and loving and compassionate for wherever we are. That's our work, is to start where we are. Here, now, with an attitude of befriending, a quality of befriending what is. And if you lose track of where you are, you can always go back into the story of connection or of having compassion for another being and just regenerate that, those feelings through the story, and then let the story go and come back to the exercise of just taking that compassion and offering it to yourself, letting it gently start at the top of your body like an elixir. Just moving down and through every pore into every cell. Perhaps with each in-breath is just breathing it in deeper. And if you're at the resistance, it's just with each breath giving the resistance space. Just being spacious, breathing into it. Breathing a yes into it. I see you. You can be here. Not rejecting any part of our experience. Everything is just simply information that will help us make a different choice. That will help us build a different connection within us. Just continuing on your own for a few minutes. And then perhaps just taking a few moments to offer some words, wishing yourself compassion, loving kindness. May I learn kindness and compassion for myself. May I let go of self-judgments and live with ease. May I be free from the violence towards myself. May I be free from suffering. And then expanding your compassion out for all animals, for all of nature. May you be free from suffering and harm. May you experience kindness and compassion from other beings. May you have ease and be free from violence. And then expanding your compassion out to all sentient beings, for all life, including you. May we be free from judgment and find kindness and compassion for ourselves and all beings in the earth. May we all be free from violence towards ourselves, others, and the earth. May we all be free from the suffering caused from the lack of compassion, loving kindness, sympathetic joy, and equanimity. May all beings be free from suffering.